So, you have a Christmas movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's gonna be super violent.
What?
Yeah, so this New York cop, John McClane, is on his way to Los Angeles to see his wife, Holly, on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's having a tough time on the plane, so the guy sitting next to him's like, the secret to air travel is to take your shoes off later and make fists with your toes.
That's a pretty weird thing to include in a movie.
Yeah, well, I want John to take his shoes off later, because there's gonna be a whole thing with broken glass.
Can't we just have him take off his shoes while he's changing?
I mean, I can't really have someone take their shoes off without some juicy backstory to it.
Fair enough.
So anyway, John gets a limo ride from this driver, Argyle, and he says he's gonna wait for John in the parking garage while he goes up to see his wife at her office Christmas party.
What kind of a company has their Christmas party on Christmas Eve?
The kind I made up for this movie.
Gotcha.
So anyway, then the whole Christmas party's gonna be taken over by this guy, Hans Gruber, and his crew of bad guys with beautiful hair.
Oh, so John sneaks down to the garage to Argyle?
No, the bad guys disabled the elevators below the 30th floor.
Oh, so does he try to get down using the stairs?
No, doesn't even try.
Why not?
Well, I mean, even if he did get down to Argyle, the beautiful haired bad guys closed the security gates.
Can't Argyle drive through the gates to go get some help?
Well, yeah, he can drive through them, but we're only gonna have him do that at the end of the movie.
Why?
Because that's what I wrote.
Fair enough.
Anyway, so this one bad guy is gonna try to track John down, but John's gonna get the drop on him.
Oh, what's he planning on doing?
Getting the guy to drop his machine gun.
And then what? I mean, he's not in a position to arrest anybody if the guy does surrender.
Well, he's gonna hit the guy on the head and wrestle with him and end up breaking his neck.
Feels like he should have just shot him in the first place when he had the chance.
Yeah, well, there's gonna be kind of a recurring thing in the movie where characters don't shoot each other at key moments when they have the chance.
How come?
Because then the movie would be over and we gotta stretch this bad boy out.
Fair enough. Stretching out bad boys is tight.
Oh, that's the worst sentence I've ever heard.
Yeah, that didn't sound right at all and I apologize.
Anyway, so then John puts the dead guy in the elevator so the other bad guys see him.
What?
Yeah, he's gonna right now I have a machine gun on his chest. It's gonna be hilarious.
He's gonna give up the element of surprise so we can taunt them a little bit.
Well, not only that, he's also gonna eavesdrop on them and learn what their names are.
He didn't have to send them a dead body to eavesdrop on them.
Yeah, probably would have made his life easier if he hadn't done that.
Whoops.
Whoopsie. So then later this cop is gonna pass through and John has to get his attention.
Oh, and is that gonna be hard for him to do from all the way up in the building?
No, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's just gonna throw the dead body of another guy he killed onto the cop's car.
Wait, now that I think of it, he could have just fired his gun to get the cop's attention.
Probably, but this guy's like really into communicating using dead bodies.
Sure sounds that way.
And then some more law enforcement's gonna show up and this police chief is gonna take over.
Oh, what's his deal?
Well, I had to make him unbelievably stupid so the movie could keep on going.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, like he thinks the dead guy full of bullet holes that was thrown out the building killed himself.
It is unbelievable that a human being could be that stupid.
Well, if the law enforcement people were competent at all, the movie would end, so I kinda had to make them all into walking plot devices.
Oh, so they're all just there to make dumb decisions and pad the runtime?
Exactly. Like, some of them are gonna try to break through glass doors with a blowtorch. They're gonna be really dumb.
Wow.
But the first cop that showed up is actually a good guy.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, like when John McClane isn't talking to himself, which he does kind of a lot, he's gonna be talking to this guy.
And what's his deal?
Well, he's gonna have this backstory where he lost his cop mojo after accidentally killing a kid who was playing with a toy gun. It's gonna be really sad.
Wait, is the sad part that he killed a kid or that he lost his cop mojo?
We're certainly gonna play it like the tragedy is that he lost his cop mojo.
Interesting.
Yeah, so in the end, he's gonna have this story arc where he regains the confidence to, you know, shoot people again.
Wow, well, good for him.
We're also gonna have this whole subplot with this reporter snooping around.
Oh?
Yeah, because this way Hans is gonna end up seeing on the news that Holly and John are married.
I mean, we can literally have that show up on the news. We don't need an entire reporter subplot.
Yes, we do.
Oh, okay then.
And so later, John is gonna be getting chased by bad guys and he's gonna cut his feet on some broken glass.
Right, he's not wearing any shoes and I know the entire history of that.
Yeah, he's gonna leave a huge trail of blood, but he's gonna end up escaping and losing the bad guys.
How does he manage to lose the bad guys if he's leaving a giant trail of blood?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
And so yeah, eventually John is gonna end up killing Hans Gruber and saving the day.
Very cool. And what's this thing called anyway?
Oh, I was thinking we could call it Die Hard.
What does that mean?
Well, first of all, it sounds awesome and it vaguely describes the characters and plot, I guess.
I guess, kinda.
And it's kind of a tribute to my late uncle.
Oh, was he killed in the line of duty or something?
No, he died while testing erectile dysfunction drugs.
Oh my god.
So what do you think?
Well, I mean, it sounds great, but I don't know if I'd necessarily call it it a Christmas movie, you know.
Of course it's a Christmas movie. It takes place at Christmas time.
But it doesn't have to do with Christmas other than that.
But it takes place at Christmas time.
But that doesn't necessarily mean it's a Christmas movie.
Sure it does.
Tell you what, let's let people debate this amongst themselves for a while before taking an official stance on it.
How long should we let them debate?
Like maybe 3 decades or something?
Sounds good to me.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.